local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you for the next 50 minutes here, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. It is April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2024. A new month starts now. Hopefully you didn't get duped too bad. Austin got duped a couple of times with some interesting sports stories earlier this morning.
It wasn't all bad, though. I got duped with the Duke Bluefield, and I got duped with the FAU-USF thing. But, I mean, the Guardians are still unbeaten, so that kind of they beat the A's last
night. I always like and look forward to what Andrew does with the April Fool's Day. He always comes up with something interesting, yeah. And he went with the tallest flag proposal, and Donald Trump personally volunteered to pay for it himself, and of course that was
a joke.
Would have made Santa Rosa Commissioner James Calkins very happy. When I read that, I was like, okay, that's good.
Did it dupe you?
No, I was expecting it. But if I was Andrew, and I haven't, you know, this is just me, but, to make it as believable as possible, I guess, or maybe this would have made it less of a believable is that, if I were in Andrew's position, I would have taken the route that, Commissioner Calkins and the, Santa Rosa County Democrats had partnered together to fund the flag.
Oh, gotcha.
And a show of solidarity between Commissioner Calkins and the Democrats.
Well,
that's the route I would have taken.
You said you haven't been duped yet, correct?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, I will have you know that I did just fool you somewhat, because the Guardians lost last night, and I said they won.
Yeah, no, that's
we lost 4-3, and I'm pretty bummed about it. I don't know. I don't know if that fooled you officially. I'm gonna give myself half credit.
You know what? I was taking your word for it because I didn't keep up with the Guardians. So
no one.
Why
does.
Would you lie about your record 3 games into the season?
That's what makes it a fool.
No, that's not an April Fool's joke. That's just
you. We can conduct a poll on the text line if we wish.
Okay. Anyway, as we get off and running here, we'll start off with our top 3 stories on this Monday. A top Iranian military commander was targeted in an Israeli airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria today. Former senior director of the National Security Council, Michael Allen, explains how he expects Iran to respond.
I think they'll want something that's more than symbolic, but short of outright declaration of war with Israel, because neither Hezbollah or Iran want that.
Iran State TV confirms the commander in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was killed in the attack. It's believed the commander was in charge of shipping Iranian weaponry to Hezbollah militants based in Lebanon. Israeli troops have been fighting Hezbollah along Lebanon's southern border since the war with Hamas broke out. And Baltimore crews taking today what's being called an important first step along the road to reopening the port. The Coast Guard says it's opened a temporary channel for commercially essential vessels near the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse.
The president is continuing to lead a whole-of-government approach to the collapse. President Biden and his team are working with Governor Moore, the congressional delegation, Mayor Scott, and numerous state and local officials to reopen the port.
That is, of course, Karine Jean-Pierre, White House press secretary. Unified Command says it's part of a phased approach to reopening the main shipping channel following the bridge disaster, and the White House confirming today President Biden will be in Baltimore on Friday. And the big one here in Florida, the state Supreme Court is allowing measures on abortion and marijuana to be on the November ballot. The abortion measure would prevent the state from banning abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. Current Florida law allows abortions through 15 weeks of pregnancy, but that could change to 6 now once the new state law goes into effect. Meanwhile, the marijuana measure would legalize recreational marijuana for anyone 21 and above. So you think ahead now to November. Of course, some big local elections, of course. We have statewide referendums, 2 big statewide referendums there, and, of course, the presidential election. So a busy time in the polls coming up in November. A lot of political ads that we can expect to see here as we get closer and closer to November. 5:15, we'll check in on the roads and weather.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the traffic here. So Pine Forest Road kind of throwing a curveball at us. Baseball pun. Yeah, I know. Very clever. So we were having problems traveling both northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile Road and southbound trying to get onto I-10. The northbound lanes have completely cleared. It is now just a southbound giving you trouble if you're trying to get onto I-10. It's basically going to have you backed up to 9 Mile. Let's see. Traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road. That's still looking very heavy at this time. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach to Tiger Point, is going to cause you some problems as well. Same can be said for Navarre Parkway. If you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87, you're going to experience some scattered congestion all the way past Windhaven Beach, so that's gotten really bad. Outside of that, though, there's not a ton that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, and looking at our forecast, here's Alan.
Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight, and a little bit of fog may develop around the area as we head toward Tuesday morning. Mild weather overnight with lows in the 60s. During the day, Tuesday, highs upper 70s, lots of clouds in the skies. And by Tuesday night, we've got a chance for rain. Right now, that's running at about 50%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 5:16, our top local headline today. Information following a cyber attack on the city of Pensacola continues trickling in week by week.
The FBI has opened a cyber investigation, and these types of cases are very complicated. They take a long time to investigate. They're very complex. And as soon as we can tell you more about facts of the case, we will share those facts.
So if you didn't quite catch it at the beginning, FDLE Special Agent in Charge Chris Williams saying that the FBI has opened that cyber investigation. The city still is not sharing whether any personal information was compromised in the attack. And as was the case last week, online payment processing is still down for Pensacola Energy and City Sanitation Services. Daphne police today say they're looking for a Pensacola man in connection to a murder that took place over the weekend. 23-year-old Joseph Gurley is wanted for questioning and is considered armed and dangerous. Early Sunday morning, investigators say they found two shooting victims in an apartment at Audubon Park. One victim was dead, the other hospitalized. Gurley has been arrested, arrested in January for a probation violation, but was then released just a couple weeks ago. And if you have any information on Gurley's whereabouts, you're asked to contact local law enforcement. Another name in the running to be the long-term replacement for District 4 Commissioner, Walker Wilson, has pre-filed to run for the seat in November, joining fellow Republicans Ashley Hoffberger and Buck Mitchell. Democratic candidate Ron Helms also pre-filing this week. Governor Ron DeSantis, of course, back in earlier this year, appointed Robert Bender to take over as Escambia Supervisor of Elections. So far, DeSantis has not named a replacement. Wilson and Mitchell both applied to be that temporary appointment, and Wilson currently is the executive director of the Pensacola Downtown Improvement Board. As of 12:01 this morning, the Park Pensacola app is no more.
The good news is we've only gotten a small handful of phone calls about that. If you recall, we had kept both apps up and running, the new one, Park Mobile, as well as the Park Pensacola app. So now all mobile transactions are being handled by the new app.
Mayor Reeves says the city began transitioning to the Park Mobile app in January, and since the launch, the city has seen over 42,900 transactions through Park Mobile. We'll take a break there. State and national headlines still to come on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Today is April 1st, which is also known as April Fool's Day. Personally, I've been the recipient as well as the instigator of practical jokes on April Fool's Day. But when the Bible talks about fools, it describes them in several different ways. Famously, Psalm 14:1 explains, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." So it is a foolish thing to deny the existence of God. Not only that, but several times in the book of Proverbs, it explains that fools despise godly wisdom. And many of the atheist leaders, such as Sam Harris, and Christopher Hitchens and Richard Dawkins, are extremely intelligent individuals, but be careful not to conflate intellect with godly wisdom. The Bible declares that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Ladies and gentlemen, embrace the wisdom of the Bible and avoid being a spiritual fool this April Fool's Day.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we'll start with Pine Forest Road. Once again, if you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10, you're basically going to be backed up to 9 Mile Road. Got some new congestion here. If you are traveling eastbound on Mobile Parkway, particularly if you are traveling towards Klondike Road, we've got some pretty severe backups in that area. No confirmation of an accident, at least not yet. We'll keep an eye on it, though. Let's see. Speaking of Mobile Highway, we did have some issues at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, but that has seemingly died down for the most part. Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound, though, towards Dog Track Road is still going to give you some problems. Beyond that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That congestion's gotten a lot worse. It's going to have you backed up well past Windhaven Beach. And outside of that, there's not much that appears to be holding you up for too long.
Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight, and a little bit of fog may develop around the area as we head toward Tuesday morning. Mild weather overnight with lows in the 60s. During the day, Tuesday, highs upper 70s, lots of clouds in the skies. And by Tuesday night, we've got a chance for rain. Right now, that's running at about 50%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 525 at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Of course, we already covered it in our top three stories, but if you haven't heard, the Florida Supreme Court today will allow measures on abortion and marijuana to be on the state's November ballots. So that's certainly a big deal there. Elsewhere in Florida, the city of Jacksonville Beach taking steps to try and prevent the kind of violence that erupted on St. Patrick's Day. Tonight, the city council is meeting where they'll discuss the first reading of a proposal to ban large gatherings without a permit. Large groups of people are linked to three separate shootings that erupted near the boardwalk in Jacksonville Beach on March 17th that left one person dead and three others injured.
And Florida led the nation in the number of book challenges this last year. That's according to a report by the American Library Association, which said that nearly 2,700 books were targeted for removal from Florida schools and libraries. Texas was second place with 1,470 book challenges, so quite a gap there. The ALA says that while over 2,600 books in Florida were targeted, there were only about 33 that had attempts to restrict access.
Governor DeSantis today suspending the Orlando City Commissioner accused of defrauding an elderly constituent.
It's that criminal indictment that triggers that. So she has been indicted. She's facing felony charges. In every instance since I've been governor, when a local official has been facing felony charges, they've been suspended.
Last week, Regina Hill was indicted on several charges, including three counts of elderly exploitation and mortgage fraud. FDLE says the fraud continued for around 3 years against a woman in her 90s.
And a Central Florida school district is launching a pilot program to increase safety for students who ride the bus. Starting tomorrow, more than a dozen Seminole County schools will take part in a new system that will help track buses through GPS software. Students will scan their ID cards when they board and tap again when they get off. The district will be able to access the data when needed, of course. If successful, the program could roll out to every school throughout the county at the start of the next academic year.
National news, Congress could vote to give Ukraine additional aid in the war with Russia when lawmakers return from recess next week. Last night on Fox News Sunday night, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he expects to move an aid package for Ukraine with some important innovations, though he's yet to spell out exactly what the package would look like or if he would put the supplemental that passed the Senate last week up for a vote.
And jury selection starts today in the Idaho trial of self-published doomsday author Chad Daybell, charged with conspiring with his wife, Lori Vallow, to kill his first wife and Vallow's two children. Vallow was sentenced to life in prison last year for murdering two of her children, ages 7 and 16, and Daybell's first wife, Tammy. She's also awaiting trial in Arizona for conspiring to kill her estranged husband and her niece's ex-husband.
Police in Nashville searching for a shooting suspect after tragedy struck during an Easter brunch yesterday. One person died and at least seven others were injured after an argument broke out between two men, with somebody then firing multiple shots. It's believed the person killed was one of the men involved. Authorities say a pregnant woman is counted among the victims. Although she was not shot, she was taken to a hospital after suffering from a panic attack.
And Chicago police are investigating dozens of shootings across the city over the holiday weekend. According to police, at least 32 people were shot, four of which were fatally so. 21 of the shootings happened between Saturday night and Sunday morning alone.
Michigan Congressman Tim Walberg is trying to clarify his recent comments on the use of nuclear weapons in the Gaza Strip. A video circulating on the internet, he can be heard telling constituents, quote, "We shouldn't be spending a dime on humanitarian aid. It should be like Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Get it over quick." He posted on X saying he was just using a metaphor to convey the need for Israel to win the war against Hamas as soon as possible.
Yeah, nobody's denying that you were using a metaphor, dude. We knew that. Former South Carolina lawyer and convicted murderer Alex Murdaugh received a 40-year prison sentence for federal financial crimes. A federal judge handed down the sentence in Charleston today and will let Murdaugh serve the time concurrently with his state financial crime sentence of 27 years. He was also ordered to pay $8.7 million to the victims of his financial crimes. Of course, Murdaugh is currently serving two life sentences for the murders of his wife and son, but is trying to appeal the conviction.
Also in our top three stories, besides the Florida Supreme Court decisions today, crews with the Coast Guard say they're opening a temporary channel for commercially essential vessels near the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Also, a top Iranian military commander was targeted in an Israeli airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria. It's believed the commander was in charge of shipping Iranian weaponry to Hezbollah militants. Israeli troops have been fighting Hezbollah along the southern border of Lebanon since the war with Hamas broke out. A jam-packed sports update coming up after the Fox News update. 30 minutes from tip-off between Iowa and LSU.
I'm John Saucier. We got an update today on the relief efforts in Baltimore after the Key Bridge collapse last week. Mayor Brandon Scott telling reporters they've all met with workers of the now closed port and promised they and all others impacted by last week's tragedy will be taken care of.
They will not be left out. No human will be left out. We will think about the complete human toll from those families that lost individuals to these workers, that over 8,000 who depend on this port.
Governor Moore emphasizing safety is a top priority for teams going forward. They don't want any more individuals getting hurt while clearing debris from the channel. Syrian state media says an Israeli airstrike has destroyed the consular section of Iran's embassy in Syria. Iranian Revolutionary Guard, they now say the strike killed two of its generals and five officers. No comment thus far from Israel, but it does mark an escalation in the Middle East. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. In an effort to help mitigate the trade disruption caused by the closure of the Port of Baltimore following last week's Key Bridge collapse, CSX is starting a new dedicated freight rail service between Baltimore and New York for its clients. The railroad operator told CNBC that Baltimore-bound rail freight that was being diverted to the Port of New York and New Jersey will use this new service, as will freight destined for the Port of Baltimore as exports to get to the Port of New York. Blue chips led stocks to a mostly lower finish today. Equities pressured by a rise in the 10-year Treasury yield, which hovered near 2024 highs. The Dow Industrial slid 240 points and the S&P 500 eased 10. There is another billion-dollar lottery jackpot up for grabs. Amid growing interest in the windfall, tonight's Powerball jackpot has soared to $1 billion, just the fifth time in the Powerball top prize reaching that level. There hasn't been a jackpot winner in the Powerball game since New Year's night. That's Your Money Now.
Attention. Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Join Autism Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Wednesday morning at 10:30. April is Autism Acceptance Month. Join Autism Pensacola Director Mary McClellan and guests as they talk about the different events going on this month. Autism Pensacola is the leading resource center and community connector for autism support, advocacy, and education. Learn how you can help create a more autism-friendly Northwest Florida. That's Wednesday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by NHTSA. Put the phone away or pay. The Final Four is set, as on Saturday we'll see UConn go up against Alabama and Purdue battle with NC State in Phoenix, Arizona. And I would like to see Purdue and UConn square off in the national championship game next Monday, because I want to see a matchup of the most dominant team in the country in the UConn Huskies go up against the most dominant player in the country in Purdue's Zach Edey. I'm Zach Gelb.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. We'll start with Pine Forest Road, because that's been one of the biggins of the night. If you are traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, we have some revived congestion there. And if you're traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10, that has been giving us even more trouble tonight. Strangely enough, as mysteriously as all the congestion on Mobile Highway arrived, it has disappeared. So I guess Mobile Highway is doing better now, thank goodness. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, that is still dealing with some backups. Got an accident report now on, this is on Mobile Highway at the intersection of New Warrington, New Warrington Spur. I always forget that it's called that. There is some minor congestion in that immediate area, but nothing too severe at this time. We'll keep an eye on it, though. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good. Navarre Parkway not looking good. If you're traveling westbound going through Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87, we've still got some pretty heavy backups there. Outside of that, though, there's not going to be much that'll hold you up for too long.
Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight, and a little bit of fog may develop around the area as we head toward Tuesday morning. Mild weather overnight with lows in the 60s. During the day, Tuesday, highs upper 70s, lots of clouds in the skies. And by Tuesday night, we've got a chance for rain. Right now, that's running at about 50%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 5:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Austin, absolutely loaded with sports headlines and scoreboards.
Yes.
And big night. I'm not a historian when it comes to women's NCAA basketball, but in
Me
terms
neither.
Of anticipation
Neither.
For two women's basketball games. It probably does not peak any higher than it will in about 20 minutes.
yes, that's actually where we'll get our slate started here. The final two games of the Elite Eight in the women's NCAA tournament are set for tonight. And yes, the biggest one, no doubt, 3-seed LSU, led by Angel Reese, going to take on 1-seed Iowa, of course, led by Caitlin Clark, in a rematch of last year's national championship in Albany. Regardless of what you think about Reese and Clark's relationship, it's nonetheless a very competitive rivalry. So that is one to watch for sure. Later, 3-seed UConn, who's a blue blood on the women's scene, will face off against 1-seed USC in Portland. Both games are on ESPN. And Joe, as you said, it'll start in about 20 minutes at 6 o'clock. As for the men's basketball side, the Final Four is set. Number one overall seed and defending champ UConn, surprise, surprise, taking on Alabama. So we got some local, quote-unquote, representation there. The other semifinal will feature this year's Cinderella, the 11-seed NC State battling 1-seed Purdue. Those games begin on Saturday, April 6th. So we got a week-long breather there. Who, just way too early, quote-unquote, predictions. Who do you got?
Who is beating UConn?
No one. So that's why, I mean, that's the one part of that shoddy March Madness bracket I got there that is still remotely alive. I've got UConn winning it all. So yeah, UConn's beating Bama and then they're winning it all. I'm really hoping NC State beats Purdue though. Let's see some quick NFL headlines here. Cornerback Cam Sutton turned himself into authorities yesterday. That's according to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. Sutton had been on the run for weeks following a domestic violence incident that allegedly involved him, which resulted in his release by the Detroit Lions. Also, police in South Florida say that former NFL cornerback Vontae Davis was found dead this morning. Foul play is luckily not suspected. Davis played 10 seasons in the NFL for the Dolphins, Colts, and Bills. He was 35 years old. And then lastly, in NFL headlines here, Dallas police are still looking for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. A car that is registered or leased to him was involved in a six-car crash Saturday night. An early investigation shows two cars were speeding in the far left lane when they both lost control and caused a chain reaction. So I hate to be a bearer of bad news. No good news in the NFL there. MLB games going on. The Braves shut out the White Sox earlier this afternoon, 9-0. So there we go there. The Rays and Rangers tonight. You can catch that in about 10 minutes on FS1. And then, let's see, actually right now, Marlins and Angels are getting underway at, they're scheduled to get underway at 5:40. So we should be giving a sports update on that in the next hour.
Yeah.
And lastly, before I collapse from lack of breath here, in the NBA, LeBron James continues to add to his impeccable NBA resume. He had a 40-point performance in a win over the Brooklyn Nets yesterday, making him just the second player in NBA history to have multiple 40-point games after turning 39 years old. His only company, unsurprisingly, is Michael Jordan, who has had three. So I'm sure LeBron's going to tie slash break that record pretty soon. So congrats to him there.
Today is media day for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. And
yes.
Got a chance to catch in with Kevin Randall, who is back with the team for a fourth season as the manager. The Wahoos are hosting the Sultans de Monterrey for a two-game exhibition set. That'll be tomorrow and Wednesday night.
Spring training's a long grind. And to get up here for some exhibition games, I don't think we're really looking at it as an exhibition game. You know, we're going to be underneath the lights. There's going to be fans and a lot of excitement, butterflies. It's going to have an opening day feel.
Yeah, and then they'll open the season on Friday against the Mississippi Braves. Tickets available at the team website and weather, especially, well, this week. It's not looking too bad at all. A little bit of cloud cover earlier on, but then skies opening up for plenty of sunshine later on this week. So temps a bit on the cool side, so make sure you grab a favorite baseball jacket to come out to the Wahoos there. Also, the Ice Flyers, they wrapped up their home slate of games with a 4-3 loss yesterday to Macon Mayhem. They'll close out the regular season at Fayetteville before starting the playoffs the following weekend. They've already clinched the 7th seed, so they'll take on either Birmingham or Peoria. So there you go. Health, business, and science notes here, a couple of those before our next traffic and weather update. AT&T suffering what's been called a major security breach. The company confirmed over the weekend that at least 73 million current and former customer accounts had been leaked to the dark web about 2 weeks ago. The leaked data, which included customer social security numbers, appears to be from before 2020.
Even if you did not get a letter, if you have ever used any of the AT&T services, assume that if your information was with them, it has been breached.
The cybersecurity experts say it's a good idea to change your password, add multi-factor authentication, and check your credit just in case. AT&T says they currently have no evidence of unauthorized access to its systems.
UPS is becoming the U.S. Postal Service's primary air cargo provider. It will move most of USPS's air cargo after a period of transition. This comes after USPS negotiations with FedEx Express ended on Friday after the parties couldn't reach a deal.
Skies will be cloudy as we head through tonight, and overnight lows will be in the 60s. Also, look out for some late night and morning fog to develop. We'll end up with mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday, and highs will be in the upper 70s. Tuesday night, there's a 50% chance for rain. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
I was about to say, I thought Alan Strum was doing some of the headlines with us there. Anyways, thank you, Alan. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, Pine Forest Road still giving us some problems if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile, so be on the lookout for that. Let's see. Still have that accident report on Mobile Highway just south of the intersection with the or where the New Warrington Spur goes over there. It doesn't appear that there are any, much if any, congestion in that area. So if you are dealing with problems there, they shouldn't hold you up for too long. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway just has a little bit of backups if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. The worst one, though, is Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, you're going to be backed up well past Windhaven Beach. There is a gap in the backups there, but it's not going to be much of a saving grace for you. Still a lot of traffic in that area. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for particularly long.
All right. In California, there are a new $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers took effect today. Democrats in the state legislature passed the law last year.
In the real world, we know that a lot of workers are actually earning already more than $16 minimum wage in the state of California, and that the increase to $20 an hour is not going to be a $4 increase for each worker.
So it was supported by the trade association representing fast food franchise owners. So we'll see what, if any, impact that has on the industry moving forward.
And United Airlines is asking pilots rather to take unpaid time off in May. In a note to pilots, the carrier cited delays in receiving new aircraft from Boeing, understandably so. The United chapter of the Airline Pilots Association notified members that it expects the company to offer more voluntary time off, potentially through this summer. United previously indicated it would pause the hiring of new pilots this spring due to Boeing's delivery delays.
More than one in every three home purchases in February was made with cash, according to Redfin. The new numbers come as mortgage rates remain high. That all-cash purchase rate is close to the record high of 38% from 2013. Redfin also says the median down payment for a house is also up over 24% from this time last year.
And tax giant H&R Block is using AI to take the stress out of tax season. They introduced AI Tax Assist this year, saying that the system is much more precise than general AI tools like ChatGPT.
It's not seeing the whole universe of all this tax data on the internet that may or may not be reliable, but it's really limited to just seeing specifically curated content that's gone through substantial reviews, so it's always accurate and up to date.
It doesn't do your taxes for you, but taxpayers will be able to ask a variety of questions, including what they can deduct and what counts as a business or personal expense. You can always talk with a tax expert if AI doesn't cut it for you.
Yeah, tonight's Powerball jackpot's now sitting at $1 billion. This comes after there was no grand prize winner on Saturday night, and that cash value is over $483 million.
And moviegoers are going ape over the new Godzilla King Kong movie. Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, took in an estimated $80 million in its opening weekend to top the weekend box office. Last week's number one, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, came in second place with about $15.7
million. Take a break there. Wacky stories, good news, and a recap of today's top three stories coming up next.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI.
The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan? Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had a good conversation today about the proposed and rejected 90-foot cell tower to go over near the Walmart at Creighton and 9th Avenue. We also talked extensively about the lawsuit from the Department of Justice against Apple for monopolistic practices and controlling technology so that it doesn't work well with other platforms, and whether that's a good lawsuit or not, and discuss Santa Rosa County on The Wrap with Rhett Rowell and Ed Carson. You can find all of those conversations at newsradio923.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I-52 on Pensacola right now, winding down on hour number two. Appreciate you tuning in and your text interaction, 850-437-1620. Text line 850 line 850-262-6111. Quick recap of today's top three stories. If you're just checking in with us, the Florida Supreme Court today decided to allow measures on abortion and marijuana to be on the state's November ballot. The abortion measure would prevent the state from banning abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. And as part of this also, the Supreme Court ruled that the Florida law that would change it to 6 weeks. Current law is 15 weeks allowing abortion, so that's been changed to 6 weeks now. And of course, voters will decide in November. Meanwhile, the marijuana measure would legalize recreational marijuana for anyone 21 and above. So obviously a big update here in the state of Florida. Crews in Baltimore taking what they're calling an important first step along the road to reopening the port of Baltimore. The Coast Guard says that they've opened a temporary channel for commercially essential vessels near the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. And a top Iranian military commander targeted in an Israeli airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria today. Iran State TV confirms the commander in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was killed. It's believed the commander was in charge of shipping Iranian weaponry to Hezbollah militants based in Lebanon. And, of course, Israeli Troops have been fighting Hezbollah along Lebanon's southern border since the war with Hamas broke out. Those are today's top three stories. Austin, anything exciting on the roads?
Well, let's see. Pine Forest Road still has some minor congestion if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And Gulf Breeze Parkway still has some minor issues if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Outside of that, though, the only spot that's going to give you any trouble and the most trouble is if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87. Everything outside of that should be pretty smooth sailing.
All right, very good. And looking at our forecast, here's Alan Strum.
Skies will be cloudy as we head through tonight, and overnight lows will be in the 60s. Also, look out for some late night and morning fog to develop. We'll end up with mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday, and highs will be in the upper 70s. Tuesday night, there's a 50% chance for rain. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 5:55 here as we look at some of the more wackier stories in the headlines here. There may be a new trend of people posting online gift registries for their divorce. The idea is that people can be financially vulnerable at the time of a split, and they may only get half of their everyday supplies. Some people think it's a great idea. Others say, look, I've already supported the marriage, and we had the wedding shower. We had the baby shower and all that, so now you want a divorce shower? I don't think so. Austin, are you firmly in one of the two camps?
Not really. I personally, though, just my opinion is I would not be doing this. Because that's the thing. It's like, yeah, you know going into a marriage that there's a 50-50 chance for divorce, statistics have shown. And it's a matter of, yeah, you know how divorces work. You split everything and all that. So, no, I wouldn't really care.
All right.
That's just me, though. Yeah. Police in Northern California say they were led on a brief chase by a Volkswagen that sped away during a traffic incident. They were surprised to find a 9-year-old boy sitting behind the wheel. Thankfully, nobody was injured. And a child told police that he simply took the car in an attempt to drive to school. So good noggin on that young man.
Absolutely. yeah. Well, you may be trying to figure out what you want to do for your family vacation this year. Perhaps we can help you out by telling you, according to study finds, what the most overrated tourist attractions in America are. I've been to one of the top five.
Really?
Yeah, Mount Rushmore, number one. You have to travel a long way to see it, and most people's first impression is it's a lot smaller than they thought. So that makes sense.
In Las Vegas, everything is overpriced, and you have to deal with a lot of drunk people. If you love it, keep going. But if gambling and nightlife aren't your thing, you're not really missing much.
Number three is Plymouth Rock. The whole area around Plymouth Harbor is nice, but the rock itself, it's just a rock. Yes. And it's also behind bars, so you can't even touch it.
Yeah, that's just something you look at if you're in the area. You don't travel for that. Times Square, it's fun for the first time, but New Yorkers themselves do their best to avoid it simply because of how crowded it is. That's totally believable to me.
Yeah, and that is the one that I have been to a couple of times.
Yeah, you said your wife hated it.
My wife hated it. She hates it. It was okay. I mean, I agree. You know, there's just a sea of people everywhere. You know, first time you're walking through it or you're riding through it, just all of the lights and just everything is just all over the place. Sensory overload there. we went to a couple of Broadway shows near there. Got one of the more famous pizza joints is just south, maybe like a half a block south of Times Square. So, you know, it's, if you like people, you like being around people, okay. But, you know, my wife is not a city slicker. And, so yeah, she's like, no, I do not care about Times Square. Number five on the list was Lombard Street in San Francisco. It's the very steep one that winds back and forth. They say that there's always a long line of cars waiting to go down, but once you're on it, you realize you just waited in traffic to sit and wait in more traffic, so perhaps not all that is cracked up to be there.
I would put, I think when we're talking about the most overrated, Lombard Street would have to be number five, because I've never even heard of it. And why would you go see a road? Like, Plymouth Rock, it's a piece of history.
Well, I went to, when I was in London, me and my wife on our anniversary, we went and saw the Abbey Road.
Okay, but that's a bit, like, that's cooler than Lombard Street, though, okay. I think.
I mean, I
don't know. But maybe that's just because I know what Abbey Road is.
The other thing that I thought would be on this list, at least in the top five, Vegas I would not put on that. I understand why they did. But I've heard that, like, the four corners, like where the four states meet, I've heard that is very, very overrated as well.
Yeah, well, because it's just
land.
It's just an area, yeah. Some quick good news here. A personal trainer raised money for charity and broke two world records by doing lunges across New York City. Austin Head broke the record for most lunges in an hour, 2,825, and the farthest distance traveled by lunge in 1 hour, 2.14 miles. The $7,500 he raised will go towards funding health and wellness programs in New York. He says he has a handicapped brother, and the need to help people was rooted in him by growing up, helping his mom out with him.
A 105-year-old eclipse chaser is gearing up to see his 13th next week. His name is Laverne. His first was in Maine in 1963. He's traveled the world to see them, but won't have to this time. He lives in Fort Worth, Texas, so the path of totality is going straight over his house. Very cool.